Welcome to another podcast. Today we'll be discussing the topics of construction technologies, which includes construction phases, bridges, construction of the bridges in our area, smart highways, solar roads, technology such as drones, and green construction. This topic of construction technology is not limited to the previous topics, but can include many more. I will be talking about green construction, which is building buildings with being environmentally responsible, which means from the design, construction, operation, maintenance, renovation, and the demolition of the building, it is environmentally friendly and has a limited carbon footprint. The green building practice expands and complements classical building designs and takes in concerns such as the economy, the utility, and the durability of the building, and also how it will suit the participants using the building.
Now we will go over the construction phases. The first phase is the vision, fantasy, and idea phase. A concept never intended to be built may be an aesthetic or structural design exercise. The second phase is the proposed phase, a building concept that is under review by the building owner and by the government. The third phase is the approved phase, a building concept that will be constructed in the near future. If the proposed building is not approved, then the proposal may be amended and resubmitted, or may be deferred or canceled. The fourth phase is the design phase. The specification of what is to be built in sufficient detail to be used as the basis as a contract between the owner and a contractor. The fifth phase is the procurement phase, the selection of the contractor or contractors to carry out the construction. This may be by competitive tendering. The sixth phase is the diversions phase. Before construction can start, any services on site which must be kept operational to serve other adjacent sites must be diverted so they run outside the footprint of the new building. This can include drainage, water, and gas pipe services, and power and communication cables. The seventh phase is the under construction phase, a fully designed building currently being built. The eighth phase is the groundworks phase, construction work below ground level, including the construction of basements and foundations. The ninth phase is the topped out phase, a fully designed building where construction has reached the highest point of the building. The 10th phase is the fitting out phase, installation of the decorative, non-structural elements once the building main structure is complete. This includes painting, ceilings, lighting, fittings, and etc. The 11th phase is the commissioning or setting to work phase. Once the building mechanical, electrical, plumbing, communications, and building control systems are installed, they then need to be tested and adjusted so they deliver the required performance. In modern buildings, this can take some time, during which little seems to be going on, but if this is not done properly, then these systems will not deliver their design performance, leading to hot and cold spots, spurious alarms, high energy bills, and systems failing during emergencies. The 12th phase is the substantial completion and beneficial occupancy phase. A point when the work is sufficiently complete so that the owner can occupy items noted during inspection, punch list, or snag list may still be corrected. The 13th phase is the complete built phase, a fully designed building that has been fully built, including future expansions, punch list items as completed. The 14th phase is the building operations phase. All those day-to-day activities need to be ensure need to ensure the building can be used. In simple buildings, this means little more than cleaning, but in more complicated buildings, this is a large-scale operation employing a large team of staff. If they do their job right, then you hardly notice them. The 15th phase is the maintenance phase. Works to ensure the building continues to operate in accordance with its design, including replacing elements which are approaching the end of their useful life. The 15th phase is the repair phase, replacing building elements which have been damaged or which have failed to restore the building to its as-built state. The 17th phase is the renovation phase, modification to the building. This can be minor modifications that are carried out while the building is occupied, or major works where only the structural elements are kept and the building is out of use for years. And finally, the 18th phase, which is the demolition phase, and this is the destruction of the building, which may include the salvage of some elements for reuse somewhere.
Construction technology is basically the structural development of a building to fit into a community environment. Different types of constructions are bridges, tunnels, and roadways. Other types of structures are airports, canals, highways, and railroads. These are the things we commonly use on a day-to-day basis. Engineers build structures for shelter, support, and for containment. One of the commonly used structures is bridges. The very first cast iron bridge was built in Coalbrookdale, Telford, in 1779. It wasn't until 1883 the Brooklyn Bridge was the first steel wire and steel bridge built in the U.S. and in the world. Without bridges, people would have to use water transportation or air transportation. Bridges are much more easier to travel from one place to the next without using a lot of money. Also, there are two types of bridges. A bridge can be either movable or fixed. A movable bridge are the bridges that lift up to allow boats or barges to pass through. Even within the movable bridges, there are multiple ways a bridge can move to allow water traffic. Fixed bridges are the bridges that doesn't move. Most of the bridges are still standing strong. There are a lot of them that need to be updated and fixed up.
Transportation, such as roadways, tunnels, and bridges, is a large branch of construction technology. A prime example of a local construction technology that improves Hampton Roads is the Hampton Roads Bridge Tunnel. It is a 3.5 mile long bridge that turns into a tunnel. It crosses Interstate 64 and US Route 60. It is open to 4 lanes, making it accessible to many people on a day-to-day basis. The original 2-lane structure replaced a ferry system and opened November 1st, 1957 at a cost of $44 million as a toll facility. There are a total of 1,237 bridges in the Hampton Roads area, including bridges within the cities. The major bridges consist of the George P. Coleman Bridge, which is a movable bridge, the James River Bridge, which is fixed, the Berkeley Bridge, which is a movable bridge as well, the High-Rise Bridge, and the Gilmerton Bridge, which are both movable bridges, and the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel, which is also a fixed bridge.
I'll be talking about smart highways. The first stretches of smart highways opened in the Netherlands, and the traffic markings are made of special new luminescent paint. And it's not just for cars, there's also bicycle paths. And the future projects of the goal include road paint that react to temperature and in turn provide weather warnings to drivers. There's also kinetic roads, which will generate power from cars using their brakes and stopping on it. And these devices have the potential to produce in a single year an amount of power equivalent to that of 19 tons of oil. There's also solar roads, which are roads that use solar energy, and that's it.
There's a lot of technology that is developing for construction, like drones, robots, and 3D printing. Robots increase construction speed and efficiency. They decrease waste from the construction sites, and they're safer and easier for workers when it comes to heights and heavy labor. They can lay bricks, heavy blocks, dispense concrete and layer concrete, weld steel, and build houses, buildings, and bridges. Drones can survey the land and show clients the progress and overviews. They can monitor work sites and inspect structures for safety, but there are some legal issues when it comes to flying them. 3D printing is still being tested and being used in China and Amsterdam and other places. It can build parts of houses, buildings, and other structures. It can build layers, do plumbing, wiring, and painting. It can increase the speed of construction, and sometimes build homes in 24 hours. There's less materials to use and less waste and less labor. You can also print large structures for buildings and use special concrete mixtures and build architectural models for the structures. All of these things are still works in progress, but they have the potential to have a huge impact on the construction industry.
This has been our discussion on construction technology. I hope you learned something with this wonderful discussion by our many group members.